What's going on, successers? Yo, welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're here, we're rocking, we're rolling, coming at you live, coming at you strong. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, producer Britt.
What's how up, you what's feeling up, this what's morning? Up? I'm feeling good. How are you, Jonathan? Happy Monday.
I'm feeling sleepy. Yeah. Happy Monday to you too, but I'm still sleepy. You understand me?
I mean, Britt, I'm still sleepy, but we're here, Jonathan.
Man, here. I'm walking around. I'm like, oh, I felt like what was it? A vampire. How the vampires be walking around? You're like, why are they moving like that?
Well, not the vampires.
Yeah. Vampire, zombies, whatever it is. But man, we're here. We're here. Uh-huh. We're back. We're live. It's Monday. Happy Monday, Britt.
Happy Monday. Black History Month is over, but we're still Black forever.
Black forever.
No bunnies ever. You know you want to
Dr.
say
Dr. Umar. No, Dr. Umar.
Black forever. No bunnies
ever. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
What does he say? He says, peace and Black power. Happy Pan-Africanism.
Right.
My sister.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. Dr. Umar, man. Gotta love
I just want to. You said you want.
No. I said you got to love him. Got to love Dr. Umar, man. Just the confidence that he exudes. He is a Monday momentum type of character.
Yes.
Right? Like if you wake up Monday and you're like, I'm not feeling a day. I don't know what to do. What would Dr. Umar do? What would Dr. Umar say?
Get up and seize the day, you know.
Just get into that. You seize the day for your ancestors, mm-hmm. right? You gotta seize the day for those who couldn't seize. Anyway,
he be crazy sometimes, but sometimes he know what to say.
Sometimes
he get that message across, that delivery.
As wild as he is, mm-hmm. Dr. Umar is extremely intelligent, extremely educated. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to that psychology, the mm-hmm. counseling, the mm-hmm. way the mind works. When he's sitting down in those interviews, I'm like, okay. Hey, I received about 75% of this. Mm-hmm. The other 25, I don't know. You could have kept that or took that somewhere else, but I'll take about 75% usually. Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right. What'd you eat for dinner last night?
What did I eat? Yesterday. So we had like a little pasta situation. You know, nothing too complicated. A little easy pasta. A little pasta. Create your own pasta. Yeah, my wife, she did a thing. Cause she don't like the pasta really in the jar. Right, she does her own like thing.
Oh yeah, you gotta graduate from that. Yeah. You know, once you get a certain age, you got a family, kids, a house. Once you get a house, no more jars.
No.
Okay.
What really? Once you that's the bar. Once you get a house, it's like okay.
Maybe not once you get a house. Okay, once you get married, you gotta make that own sauce, girl. Mm. All the cooks out there, men, women, yeah. Stop that jar stuff. You go read the back of a jar of what's in there. You just make it yourself.
Okay. So yeah, that's what we had over here, a little pasta creation. And yeah, what about you? What you get into last night for the den?
So after work, I went to go watch some of the games. I went to a location, and that location had smoked wings.
Okay.
And then toss the wings in the Cajun seasoning.
Okay, I was about to ask, was it wet or was it dry rub?
Dry rub, Jonathan. I said, this is nice. Now, Chicken and Pickle, they had some smoked wings, and I like those. And then this location had smoked wings. And so I was like, I'm going to do that again. It was kind of like a platter situation. So it was smoked wings, some fried shrimp and chicken tenders. And then
that's definitely a platter. That's not a combo. That's a platter. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And then that was like I said, like right after work. So like 2. And then by the time I got home later, I was hungry and I got some Thai food.
Oh wow, you just doing it all. Thai fusion. You just
No, this is actually what happened. So my refrigerator had complications this weekend. Well, Saturday. Okay. And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So I went to the fridge, and I thought it was like an ice cube or something. I was like, "Ozzy knocks over his water. It's a cat thing." Mm. Anyways. And so I thought that was the water, but it was coming from the fridge. And so, you know, I got my mop, mopped it up, blah, blah, blah. And then I opened the fridge and everything, it was like melting. And I was like,
"Oh no."
So I told my landlord and you know, what did I do, Jonathan? I troubleshooted a refrigerator, okay? You can troubleshoot anything, okay? So I was like, what would I do if I was at work? So what's the first thing you do? Unplug and replug. So I unplugged, replugged, and then I went downstairs to my little area and I checked my breaker box, make sure nothing was flipped, blah, blah, blah. Because I was like, my light bill is paid, so I know it's not a power, you know, I know it's not anything like that. And once I had about where I was going that day, actually, that was Friday. Was that Friday? That was Saturday. But anyways, and so that day I was hanging out with Shay, and I had about 2 hours for where I needed to go, and within that 2 hours, the refrigerator started cooling again, so... Everything was good. But all to say, man, I don't know how long that refrigerator was out. I wasn't cooking. So I was like, I'm going to just order the Thai food. So that's going to be my food for the next like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to go and clear the fridge on that. That's always one of them things to like where you never, like, I mean, yeah, we can have a deep freezer and all that. But either way, like when the fridge go down, you're like, oh, dang, I had this. I was planning on eating, or I was looking at doing this, or oh, the first time I finally get ready to meal prep, or I prep for meal prepping,
right?
And the refrigerator go down. It's like, come on, bro.
Exactly.
But kudos to you though for figuring it out, because you know if you didn't figure it out, then you'd still be in the situation. So you know, at least you got the thing sorted out. Good. Kudos to you. One gold star for producer Britt.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to do. And then I just want to acknowledge I got a new setup. This is my last setup, y'all. I know I've been switching new scene every day. But this is what I really wanted. So, you know, I made these. So these are like my, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Affirmation wall?
Vision board,
prayer board. Prayer
board. Yeah, so I made all of these, and there's four of these. You can't see them all. But, you know, in my mind, when I did my podcast, I wanted my inspiration to be behind me. So I got a desk in my room now. Shout out to my girl Priscilla. She was moving, so I got the desk. But, yeah, I feel great. Like I said, rolled out of bed, did what I had to do to get here. And yes, I'm so happy. You have no idea how this makes me so happy.
That's cool. No, that's cool. Wait. You said it's four of them. So what, you built them over like 4 years or what?
Yes, 4 years. So I believe I started with this one when I got out of college. And then this is another one. And then just like here. This one says 31. Wow. And then I did something different for 32. And then... I'm about to be 33, so I'm pretty sure I'll make another one.
Okay.
Three of
them. I like it. That's what's up, though. That's cool.
So that was, you know, I'm extremely happy about that. And Jonathan, some more good news before we get into Straight from the Source. I got a gym membership.
Oh, okay.
I gotta clap it up for myself. 1 second. Okay.
Yeah. Clap it up.
I went ahead. I weighed out my options. I don't like LA Fitness because I wouldn't say I don't like them. I guess I just didn't want to go there. You know, I didn't want to go there. And then I signed up at Fitness Connection because they have a women's section at their gym.
Really?
I know. Yes. So it's like only women can work out in this section. I was like, I love this. This is what I need. So I will be able to go there right off work. They have group classes. They have a sauna. They have everything I need. And for the low price, $27 a month.
Oh, wait, the classes are included in that price?
Yes, Jonathan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Come well, let's with keep talking. It. Yeah.
Keep talking about Fitness Connection. Let you talk to Fitness Connection, and Fitness Connection can connect with the speaker she says in the
meeting. That's what I'm saying. I'll be there. Won't tell y'all what gym, but I'll be there. Won't tell you what location. But yeah.
Wait. So isn't Fitness Connection the one where the stuff is like purple and gold, I think? Or that's not
no,
Fitness
that's
Connection?
Planet Fitness.
Oh, that is Planet Fitness. Yep. Okay. Fair
enough. Fitness Connection is just like red and white and yellow. The colors are bright. I will tell you that.
Yeah. I'm about to say it's just so many of them though. They got Fitness Connection and then Fitness over here and Lifetime Fitness and Fitness for Friends and anything.
I'm really excited about the sauna, and I'm really excited about the group sauna, classes.
Oh, game changer. The sauna is where it's at. But that's dope though. They have a women's only area. I've seen it personally, right? Going into the gym and then you see dudes always approaching girl, and it's like, I don't know if the women want to be, because I know sometimes it's a mixture. Sometimes the ladies do want to get approached.
Sometimes the girl, like, what are you wearing, girl?
And then I'd be like, what is this? Like, what is going on? Because what you're wearing is giving, come holler at me. And I see the dude walk up on the girl, and then you see him take the headphone down. And then when you see the woman relax, I'm like, oh, this is what you wanted. This is what you want.
Well, that won't be me. Yeah, my gym attire is like, are you about to go play basketball after this? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's what I look like when I'm at the gym. Like, don't bother me.
Girls, I look like I'm trying to get it in, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get right. I ain't trying to play with y'all. I'm trying to get
right. I got 6 weeks to my birthday, and we're going to make some shake, okay? That's all I got to say.
You locked in. Okay.
I'm locked in. When I tell you I signed up, Jonathan, I signed because I was watching some of my shows before I went to sleep. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just do it because you're holding yourself back, Brittany. You're holding yourself back. So it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I, 12:30, and what? I signed up for the gym. The Lord said, do it now. So I did it.
But wait. We're going to get straight from start. But I thought you had a gym membership somewhere else. Did you end up switching?
At work.
No. I thought you had a. Okay. Well, this is good then. Because I thought you had a membership at a different gym. No, not
okay,
at
about
the gym at
the
work.
EOS.
Yeah,
I was at EOS, but they're by my parents' house. So I moved. So I was like, and I didn't want because I don't know where the next one is out here.
They have one out here by me. And I'm going to tell you this, like when it first rolled out, like they're everything that a gym is like on the movies and they're like, oh, or on TV, they're like, they got the new gym. Yeah. And then you go in there, they got dope equipment, but that parking lot is a circus.
Then I start
getting in there and then some of the equipment start going down. And I'm like, no. I can't. And they didn't have a basketball. I was like, y'all got no goal. Y'all got everything else. Y'all got the Olympic pool. Y'all got the hot tub. Yeah. Y'all got the boots. Mm-hmm. Y'all got where you sit in the massage chair. Mm-hmm. The sauna. Like literally everything else. No gym. I'm like, y'all trying to put boys in the Olympics for powerlifting, because I don't see no cardio happening up in here. Yeah, a couple of bikes and stuff, but nah. Really.
Wow. Yeah, but yeah. I started my new year, January, February, March, right here. Let's get it. I'm in the gym. Let's go. Okay. I'm not going to be one of those people that post gym content. I'm just going to the gym, going to my classes, going to the sauna, and going home.
We're
going to
see. We're going to see.
I'm not going to turn into one of those people. I don't want to be one of those people.
I'm not saying you're going to sit there and post, because they would do that in EOS. They would bring the whole tripod. They would say no recording, but then people would have tripods right in front of them.
Because I don't want to go to the gym where they have an influencer section. That's
EOS. Oh,
yes, EOS. I know. Like, this is our influencer section. What?
Oh God! But in there, I ain't gonna lie to you though. The lighting was dope. The lighting was dope in there. I like how
that's like
the
dimmed
set.
Room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of romantic in there.
Romantic, real
influencer level romantic. Mm-hmm, but yeah, I mean, kudos to them because they know who their audience is and they still getting them. So, man, shout out to them. And they did have, and they did have like a daycare kiddie section to where we'd go over there, take Gabe, and he would play with the kids, and they'd have fun and jump around and stuff. So that was great. They really did accommodate there, but they didn't accommodate with no basketball goal. Anyway.
All right, shifting gears. Here we go.
Shift the gear. Now we're going to get ready to dive into Straight from the Source. And today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 12. And the text reads, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, okay? But a desire fulfilled is a tree of life," okay? And I like this particular text. It's because deferred is something that it lets us know that it's delayed, okay? It doesn't mean denied. It doesn't mean destroyed. It's just delayed. And one of my favorite quotes is, delayed doesn't mean denied. That's just one of my favorite quotes ever. And so often we can get so locked into something, and when we see something taking longer than we thought it was going to take, we see it requiring a little more than we thought it was going to take, we're like, oh man, I guess this wasn't meant for me. No, that's not the case, right? Because the feeling is that when something is delayed, then you're thinking like, this is something that I've prayed for. This is something that I've been working towards. This is something that I'm believing for. Why hasn't it happened yet? Right? It's kind of like that slow burn. And at times it can just really be really disappointing and really disheartening. And you can get to a spot to where you're emotionally drained, you're emotionally fatigued, and it starts to mess with your mind a little bit. And if we're being honest, right, the question that comes up is, right, then you start to ask yourself, well, like, is it my timing that's wavering? Is it my faith that's wavering? Or maybe it's just me. But I want to go to the second part of the text where it says, "But a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." Okay, and this is Solomon talking in the text. And when you've been believing for something and that thing finally shows up, and y'all, it just doesn't feel good, but it restores you, it brings you alive. And the reason why I really like this is because imagine like when you're getting drained, you're getting exhausted, but then you get to that point to where you make it through. And then now one thing that you're beginning to feel, you're now beginning to feel renewed. You're beginning to feel strength. You're beginning to feel a level of joy. And this is something that it just keeps on giving, right? So it's not just a win, but it's ultimately a revival. Okay. So look. So what's this verse ultimately teaching us? There's a few points that I want to share with you all here today. The first one is delay has an emotional weight to it, okay? And God is ultimately acknowledging that waiting is hard, okay? And you're not weak for feeling it. So just know and understand that through that delay, there are going to be some emotions that you feel, and there's going to be a level of, I don't know, a level of fatigue, but the second thing I want you to get is that the fulfillment really restores what the delay drained. All right? Because when breakthrough comes, it brings life, and it really elevates those pieces of you that were tired, that were fatigued, and that were exhausted. And then the last point I have for you is just guard your heart through the waiting. Just make sure to guard your heart, because through those times where you're waiting, and I'm talking about me right here, because I can remember that there were times to where I was waiting for an opportunity and I was seeing everybody else around me. Boom, they get big opportunity. I'm like, but what about me, God? Other person gets big opportunity. I'm like, God, but where's my opportunity at? And the long delays in quiet can ultimately bring a level of discouragement if we're not careful. So make sure that you really submit these things on your heart to God. And you're like, God, I am waiting. I do have faith and I do have hope, and I'm trusting in you that you're going to do what you said you're going to do. But Lord, just help my unbelief, right? Help me, because I'm struggling right now. And today I want you to be encouraged, just not even knowing which level or which space that you're in, but just know that if you're going through the process and you're still doing the work and you're still showing up and you're still being faithful, that time will come. And just like the text says, and when it does come, that desire fulfilled is going to be a tree of life. So family, be encouraged today. Be encouraged and know your time is coming. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you how, and I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do know that it will come. And that was straight from the source this morning. And family, just to make sure that you don't miss any of our content, make sure that you subscribe to our channel here on YouTube at Speak Your Success Media. And then also, if you want to enjoy the audio experience, wherever you get your podcast from, just type Speak Your Success in the morning, and there you can find us. Producer Britt.
What's up? What's up?
I'm just trying to live in a vision board that you back there painting. You know what I'm saying?
Girl got the hey,
Foursquare, okay? Foursquare got a whole new meaning. A whole new meaning.
Okay, I can't necessarily say I have anything, but what you got? What are you about to say? Look like you're about
I got. Well, I'm about to say I got some. I'm about to say I got some sports.
Oh, come on with it.
Got a little bit of sports.
Yeah, I watched the game yesterday. Yeah.
Hit on something and I'll keep it going from where you got it.
No, I only watched the Nuggets versus the Timberwolves. I watched that.
Yeah, I knew that's where you're gonna go. Yep, that's the first score I got. Nuggets versus Timberwolves. Timberwolves got their revenge win last night. Okay, 117-108. Mm-hmm. Joker, of course, went off 35 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. That man, the way he just understands the game of basketball, Britt, is ridiculous. Okay,
did you see him get into the squabble
the other day? Or are you talking about last night?
Not the other day,
man. Man, say he was like, looking like he was ready. Yeah. He looked like a joker for real. He was ready to eat him alive.
That's what he looked like.
He was ready to handle. He was like, bro, why are you trying to end my career? This ain't it. Okay. This ain't it. So yeah, he had 35 last night. Ant had 21-6 last night, leading Minnesota. And Jamal Murray, 25 points, okay, with the Nuggets. Jamal Murray is a gamer, okay? Mm-hmm, he is a gamer. And then we got the Cavs and the Nets. Cavs took them down 106-102. But the Cavs got a team, okay? The Cavs got a team because James Harden didn't play the other night. And, you know, the Cavs lost the other night against Detroit. But, the Cavs got some hoopers. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. But James Harden last night, 22-9-8. That boy, he show up when he want to. Britt, he show up when he wants to, okay? Next. And then we got the Knicks and the Spurs. Jalen Brunson, okay?
Yeah. Jalen Brunson. He used to play for Dallas. Yeah, crazy.
Which is crazy. I don't ever remember hearing anything about him with Dallas. And that's one of those stories to where, like, you know, Kobe Bryant was drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. It's like, what? When was he a part of? But you know that's why the Knicks are the Knicks, because they saw something that Dallas apparently didn't, and Dallas was tripping.
Good basketball player. That's great.
A solid basketball player. Okay, but yeah, the Knicks took out the Spurs 114-89. Jalen Brunson, he had 24 points. Mikal Bridges, he had 25, and Victor, you know, Wimby, 25-13. Despite the loss, that boy be going off. He be doing his thing, Britt. He made the game look easy. He made the game look easy. Then we got the Bulls and the Bucks, 120-97. Josh Giddey went for a triple-double. Okay, Josh Giddey with Chicago. I like it. I like it. The Hawks, I'm still impressed by the Hawks. Even after Jeff Teague, but even after Trae Young is gone, it seemed like they've been low-key rolling. But 135, your favorite basketball scores, Britt. 135 to 101. Over the Trail Blazers. Then we got the Pistons and the Magic, 106-92. Cade Cunningham, Dallas's own.
Cade, okay. Yeah. So I started that game, then we left. Yeah.
Dallas's own, 29-11. Cade going off.
Arlington. Mm-hmm.
The Thunder and the Mavs, 100-87. Mavericks, get it together. Okay. Shy went for 30. Okay. Who extended a 20-plus scoring streak. The way these boys be putting the ball up and getting these buckets is crazy. Then we got the Clippers and the Pelicans, 137-117. Kawhi Leonard doing his thing as always. But Britt, there was some other news going on out there. We're racing. You heard about we're racing in Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They won in Michael Jordan fashion.
Tyler Reddick, his win at the Duramax Texas Grand Prix, Michael Jordan's 23XI Racing, has swept the first three races of the season. Michael Jordan. Yeah, so Reddick becomes the first driver in NASCAR history to win the opening three races of the season. Jordan was like, hey, he deserved the credit. He said, I just put the money up. Typical Michael Jordan fashion.
I love that,
okay?
Right.
Yeah, typical Michael Jordan fashion. But Britt, did you hear about the young man from USC's basketball team? You heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Unfortunate, man. He the leading scorer. Boy averaging 18.5 points per game for the Trojan. He's the 26-year-old that started 22 games this year. He is no longer a member of the USC men's basketball program. His name is Chad Baker Mariza, and yeah, no longer part of the team. So from what I saw, I mean, it just came out and said that he's not a member of the team no more. I mean, I was looking, I was trying to find why.
Like what?
You know he didn't quit, Brit. Boy got booted off the team. He got booted off
the team.
But you know how it is when you got a star player. I don't care what, and they about to go into the Big Ten tournament. Like, what are y'all doing? It don't matter what my man did. Let my man play, okay?
Oh,
let my man.
Don't know
play.
What it is yet. You don't know what it is yet.
Hey, we'll come back report more. But man, that speaks to that sports over here. Mm. Dang, man, you got the boy off the team.
Dang, sucks to suck.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if you want to be a coach and you want to prove a point, kick the best player off the team. That's how you do it.
That's funny.
Silly boys. But yeah. That wraps it up for the sports on this side.
Okay, I did have one thing. So TV shows. Okay. So you know, I love my TV shows. I watch a plethora of them, and we had some new stuff that came out the last week of February. So let's see if you're into any of this stuff, Jonathan. Okay, so on Netflix, we got Shudder, Trap House. I do watch Bridgerton. And then I don't watch anything else on Netflix. Anything there on Netflix that you watch?
I'm not. No.
No. Okay. Paradise. I know you watch Paradise.
I'm so looking for. I'm looking for. We're gonna binge this weekend because you know.
Okay. I was like, it's out. Yeah.
I went and spoke last Friday.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about it. Yeah. And then
this weekend is going down. It's going down.
This weekend it's going down. Okay.
Yeah. We about to binge some shows over here.
Oh, you about to binge some shows? Okay. Got you. But I saw this Prime Video, The Bluff, CEO Club. I saw all that, but I don't know. I saw that Paul McCartney documentary, Man on the Run. It looked kind of interesting, but I don't know. We'll see. Apple TV, The Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. I don't know. Some of the stuff doesn't seem that interesting, I guess. And then...
Brick gonna tell you how I come.
Scream 7. Yeah. I was like, how many times are we gonna scream?
How many times we're gonna scream is hilarious.
How many times are we gonna scream? Okay. We can't keep making the same movie. Y'all gotta know who the killer is by now, okay? Y'all gotta find out.
Oh my God.
And then they're also making a scary movie. Scary movie's coming back.
No, it's not. But this is what I'll say about Scary Movie, though. Mm-hmm. The thing about Scary Movie is going into it, you know it's going to be, like, silly. So
I mean, yes.
No matter, like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So no matter how bad it is or how fun, like, Scary Movie is going to deliver. And, you know, that's Dwayne. So that's going to deliver every time.
Right. But if you haven't followed this page, it's called The Weekend Watch, and she updates it like every week, and then she puts out like the newest stuff, like for real. And she was just acknowledged on either like a TV show or like in an article or something, but like she built her platform from the ground up. You know, black woman. So kudos to her. We love black excellence. And So, yeah, if you need to check out any shows, I would go to The Weeknd Watch. But the only thing I'm watching on here is Paradise, Bridgerton, and they don't have my other show that just, two of my shows just went off. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm scrambling. I don't know what to do right now, which is Industry. Industry and The Night of the Seven Kingdoms. A Night of Seven Kingdoms. Yeah.
Game of Thrones shows.
It's like a one.
Speaking of shows that like come on and channel, are you a Tubi movie watcher? Have you watched any movies on Tubi?
Shay, one time me and Shay, we watched a movie on Tubi. Hilarious. And maybe, you know, we should give Tubi movies a little bit more spotlight. But they're funny. Why, you got some you recommend?
I'm asking, is it funny because it's like actually, I was about to say, is it funny because it's hilarious or is it funny because like production value? Like, what do we?
I think both. Both and. Okay. Because you're like, on one side, you're like, I love that the work is getting out there. I'm proud of the black creators doing their thing, setting the camera up, getting the actors, doing something. And I think that's the beauty of it is that they have ideas. They want to execute these ideas. Their production value may be low, but they're like, hey, whatever. I got a camera, a dream, and a script, and I'm going for it. And then on the other side, when you're the viewer, and it's just hilarious to see sometimes. Because if you've ever filmed anything, and I mean, you don't have to film a movie to realize what it's like to be on a set. Because if you film something, you know, like, oh my gosh, it takes this to make this, and then they did this, you know, this angle, and they filmed it like this, so it's like, or you know, it's probably hard to keep a straight face because of this, or just what have you, whatever. But yeah, when you're watching it, you're like, this is funny, and you like the plot is kind of like the storyline is like, okay, it's making sense, but the production value. Hilarious. Execution, goal, dream. I love it. Keep going.
I'll report back with a few movies. I got some homeboys that have done some work on Tubi. So I'll check them out and then give them a watch. Because I hit up one of my college teammates and my roommate, my boy Boozo. He was like, bro, he said, I mean, I've found some stuff on Tubi, but he said some of them, they be into like this alternative lifestyle type stuff to where they're, you know, is it poly to where it's multiple, like, dating, like, multiple people? They date multiple people type
I
stuff?
I think so. I was like, because
monogamy is one. Mono is one to one. Okay, mono is one to one. Okay, so, yeah, he was just like, yeah, they be doing that poly and stuff. He's like, some of it be kind of intense. So he was like, just be aware before you go over on the platform. I said, all right, appreciate it.
Got it.
That's not the main thing, but you know, he's just saying, just be aware.
Got
like,
it.
What's out
just
there?
Be aware.
Yeah, yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, you know, love it. Okay. Shift gears. One more time. Jonathan, tell us about your week. A little drum roll. Drum roll. Where is that at?
Where the drum roll at?
There we go. All right, Jonathan went to go speak at the.
Can't see it because it's focused.
NCAA
Legacy Lab, Britt. First of all, for the first part of the story, I'm on a plane and before I get on the plane, I'm getting ready to walk down and I see this dude. He looked like a retired football player. I'm like, that's a big boy. Okay. Like, who is this? Is he a retired football player? Where is he from? I don't know. But then I'm sitting down. I see a dude go up and shake his hand. I'm like, oh, he got to be somebody.
Right.
Britt, boy, transferred from the University of Florida and now is at Baylor. DJ Langway was Gatorade player of the year in high school. Anyway, long story short, I'm in Indiana. Mm-hmm. The combine is in Indiana.
I saw that.
I'm like, oh, because they have it out there every year. Yeah. I didn't know that that's happening the same time. They got like four different programs happening at the same time. Jeez. But man, when I show up, like, it's a whole vibe. Britt, you want to talk about like how people have conferences and how people do type things to where you're like, oh, that's not going to be fun. They had it engaging. It was like a cookout mixed with a conference. And then I go to my session. I'm sitting with the student athletes, talking with them and everything. And I'm like, what do y'all need to hear to make this worth your time before y'all leave? Uh-huh. They told me. We dove into the session. After, man, I'm sitting there for another 20 minutes talking with this gentleman by the name of Marcelo. Mm-hmm. He play soccer at Villanova. He's like, Jonathan, man, look, so what do you think about this? And I'm thinking about this. And I'm like, say, bro, you got the play already. Like, you set up, do the coaching thing, do the community, run it up. So went down there, got to talk with them about the digital flex, which was name, image, and likeness, right? You know, because you helped me prepare the presentation. And they was locked in, Britt. They was engaged. They gave me great feedback after. I talked with the decision makers. They was like, Jonathan, they shouted out your presentation when we were doing our reflections. I was like, man, this is an answered prayer. So I rewind back a little bit. On the way to the airport that morning before I even got on that plane, Britt, I got Tasha Cobb playing in the background.
Okay,
Tasha
Cobb's crying. You trying to cry before you get on the plane?
I'm crying. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, oh,
automatic tears.
Tears is just flowing. I'm like, God, you could have chose anybody for this opportunity, but you chose me. And I'm grateful. I'm just in the car, just crying, just tears, just running down my I'm trying to drive and trying to wipe my face. Uh-huh. But man, I was just in a space of just real gratitude, man. Real
congratulations.
Gratitude.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, dream come true. Because this is probably like 8 years coming, man. I've been seeing people post the graphics with their names on, with the NCAA logo on it.
Yeah. Like,
when is it going to be my turn? Just like I was talking about in the scripture, talking about, you know, being delayed doesn't mean deny. But like, it's like, well, when are people going to see the work that I do?
Yeah.
And then I got in the room and then I got to show the people, man. So grateful for being prepared for the opportunity. Grateful for you for helping me prepare for this opportunity. Cause you know, like putting this presentation together, I've never prepared this way. And you know, and it really came out the way that we wanted to. And you know, it was a team win. It was a good team win.
Love that. Yeah. I told you this is my favorite one out of the two. That's my favorite one.
Man, so yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Dope.
But
dope,
I mean, like, okay, give us a little bit more detail. We talked about the name, image, and likeness. You know, what else did you go into with the whole, you know, presentation?
Yeah, so one thing I let the student athletes know, I was like, that, you know, a lot of y'all say y'all are more than student athletes, and I was getting to talk with them and meet with them. And Britt, I'm sitting there sitting down with them, and they're talking to each other like, what about that DJI? And then one of the young ladies from the University of Illinois, she was like, oh man, the DJI, it can record and D-log and do it. And I'm like, whoa, y'all talking about cameras? Y'all talking about lenses?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening? They recording content, getting the content out so quick.
Lovely.
But another thing I talked with them about was making sure they understood that like y'all's personal presence needs to be reflective in the digital, right? Because everything that they were saying, some of them, I didn't see that reflected on some of their Instagram profiles. And I was like, y'all got to tell people how dope y'all are and the passions that y'all have and things like that. But then the other part, I was like, but y'all need to begin to leverage storytelling, because that's how you begin to pull on the heartstrings and people connect themselves with you. And, you know, you really get into the emotions of it all. So that was dope too. And I believe they really enjoyed that, because I was like, this is something I never really thought about. You know, I'm doing day of the life content, but how can I really, you know, share where I'm from and why I'm passionate about the things that I'm passionate about and, you know, who are people that inspire me type deal. So we got into that. And then the last thing I'll share was then we had this part to where we really got to like workshop things in real time. And this is my favorite part. Cause I challenged them. I'm like, all right, now I want y'all to pitch to each other, right? I want y'all to see what that's like and get that experience. Uh-huh. And then they're like, oh, what? We're going to do that right now? But I didn't prepare for this. I said, I know. You can build on it though. You can build on it.
Right.
So yeah, then they did it, and just seeing the looks and the reactions on their faces, you know, it was something that they enjoyed and they appreciated. And, you know, I'm grateful for each and every one that came out and that really rock with your boy in the session. So,
lovely. Yeah, glad you had a good time. Kudos to you, John. Yeah. Good job.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. We going up. We going up
to the top.
Man.
So. This weekend was a little bittersweet for me. So my best friend here, Priscilla, in the middle. She's pregnant. Her and her husband, they're pregnant. But she moved to Chicago. She's gone. I'm sad. So I threw her a party at my house Friday night. She loves Babe's Chicken, so we got one of everything on the menu.
Family style,
okay? So that's fried chicken, smoked chicken, fried catfish, chicken tenders, and country fried steak. And then we had the sides, green beans, cream corn, mashed potatoes and gravy, and biscuits. And a salad.
Hooked it up. What? You got your girl right.
She was like, I was like, I didn't know what you like. So we got one of everything, baby. One of everything just for you. One of everything. Made a really good punch. Obviously non-alcoholic because she's pregnant. But made a really good punch. and we played some games. It was great just to see her off. They left at Sunday 3 a.m. and they got there, Sunday night, Sunday evening. But you know, just glad that they made it safe. You know, praise God for their new journey in St. Louis, in Chicago. But they love the cold. She said it was like, let me see. She said, I think she said it was like 26 degrees.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she said we made it. So they made it there at about 7:20 p.m. yesterday. And she says, we made it. 29 feels like 19 degrees to me. She goes, this feels right. And we said, Priscilla, you're crazy.
What?
Crazy.
This feels cold.
Yeah, that's definitely cold.
Great for her. Frozen.
Freezing that baby in the womb. Freezing that baby. So, yeah. So just shout out to my girl, P. We've been friends since we were 16, and that's my dog.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Man, I can imagine y'all been through some things. That's what's up, though.
Through some things. And then, you know, it's always funny because I went to school in Miami. Her brother lives in Florida, in Miami. And then he's married, daughter, and everything. But when I was leaving college, she was like, guess where I'm moving for a little bit? And I said, I hope it's not Miami because I'm about to go, like, tomorrow. My ticket already booked, like, you know, whatever, because it was after I graduated. But I think I stayed, like, an extra week or whatever, you know, just to get everything together. And then I was out. And then she was like, I'm coming. And I was like, I'm leaving.
So,
I would say in our early, like, 20s, it was like, you know, party days, like we never got to do that. And I was like, that, like we got to do it here in Dallas a little bit, but like even in Dallas, I was gone and she was gone. And then, so I was like, I think the Lord was trying to keep us away from each other.
He knew. Y'all was gonna shut that thing down. Said, nah. Too electric.
Yeah, exactly. It's too good over here. So, yeah, that's my dog. I love her. And then Shay got some good news. Marche's best friend, you know, Shay got the same friend since she's been out the womb. Literally, she's had the same friend since kindergarten.
No way.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Same friend since kindergarten. But her best friend, Jerry, she's moving down here. So, you know, Priscilla going to Chicago. We got somebody else from the Midwest coming down. We got Jerry coming. So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Midwest Swain.
We coming down.
Y'all recruiting them down here. What y'all doing? Just recruiting them.
Hey, I tried to get Shay down here a long time ago. But she's been down here 4 years now. So
It's been 4 years. Wow.
I know, Jonathan. We were just talking about it not too long ago. And she was like, dang, it's 4 years. I was like, yes, girl. I was telling her, I was teasing her yesterday. I was like, you can get around without me now, you know where to go. She's like, I don't know about that. But I was like, Yeah.
Family locked in for life though. Family locked
for
in.
For real. From the womb to the tomb. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There it is. All right. I know you got a game, got something else, got a question, something meaningful. What we need to talk about? How are we? What's going on?
Yeah. Did you see any of the NAACP awards? Did you watch any?
I didn't. Not on purpose. Just more of like doing stuff. What you got?
Well, nah, I'm just saying Viola Davis' speech. I DM'd it to you.
Oh, I messaged you back. I was in the car when I got home from work, and sometimes I'll just sit there and like scroll for a little bit. And I saw that you sent me that. I cried.
Really? Oh my God. I cried. Anytime hearing this woman, when I see her speak, I'm like, what is she going to say this time? Because she about to cook. And she did. I don't know how they get
her
better.
Story
I don't know.
Is so powerful.
If she was doing anything as if she couldn't be better at anything else, like, and she's a phenomenal actress. And then she gets up and then she cooks with a little baby keynote. I'm like, oh my goodness, Viola Davis.
Yes. And you had everybody in the audience just like,
say, so yeah, you know, so seeing that really inspired me, but then also seeing the young man from Sinners, Miles Cannon or Canton,
yes.
I believe.
Yep. That's it.
Just seeing him inspired me too. No. He got an award.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He did a little speech. But yeah, man, just seeing them and being able to celebrate them and you sent me some stuff.
Celebrate us. I mean, yeah. I mean, I saw the clips, but then again, I didn't like see the whole award. Deion's crazy.
Deion Cole is out of this world.
He's stupid.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What is going on? Okay.
Yeah, he is stupid for what he did. So if you didn't see it, if you haven't seen the clips or if you watch the show, if you haven't seen it, what happened was, you know, with Michael B. Jordan and what's his name? I don't even know their name. How dare y'all? Anyways, the guy who played in Sinners with Michael B. Jordan, when that whole Tourette's situation happened in Britain. Yeah. So he was like, is there any white men out here that got Tourette's? That was hilarious. That was funny. Because it was like, why is that the first thing that you think of? When you see something.
Yeah, boy said, when we're in the, hey, if you're in the room now, think twice. Okay.
Yes.
Think twice.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. but Britt, man, other than that, one thing that I'm just really excited about, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Well, okay, so I'll say this. So when I went up to Indianapolis, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with this gentleman I've been connected to for years. His name is Jeremiah Brown.
Okay.
Jeremiah, former NFL guy. And you know, you see people, former NFL all the time, like, oh, you just football player, you know, whatever. Like you did that thing, which is cool. But it's like, you know, is there anything else there?
More than an athlete.
Britt, when I tell you so we've been connected for years, like I said. But when you talk about like somebody who just has a pure heart, like I'm sitting here with brother and he just is pouring into me. He's like, hey, man, I want to share this with you, John. I want to share this with you. And Britt, I'm like, oh, wow. Because it's almost that moment, like as a kid or when you play a sport, it's like you see what it says on the scouting report and you know, you're like, okay, this person is X. Okay, great. But then when you see him play in the game in real time, you're like, oh, nah, this didn't do justice for this person. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why I want to talk about him was like after getting to connect with him and talk with him, I'm like, this dude is deep. Britt, one, I didn't know brother had like 11 years in the game in academia. So being like an assistant principal and then doing some of the other stuff that he'd been able to do. I'm like, what in the world? Dope guy, pure heart, really wants to serve people, really wants to add value. This is just a Jeremiah Brown appreciation post, I guess.
Okay, love that.
He that dude, man. He that dude. And, you know, because he's a father, he's a husband just like me. And speaking all over the place, man. So I just wanted to shout out to him because got the opportunity to sit down with him and really talk with him outside of being behind a screen like LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever, whoop-de-whoop. But yeah, man, I just want to let, let, Yeah, I just want to let him know I appreciate him, man. All
right.
But yeah, Britt, yeah. So that's where I'm at.
You seem like you're really pondering the thoughts. I'm like, what's going through your head?
No. I'm just saying.
What's next for you? You've been inspired. Are you adding something to your repertoire? What's going on? What you about to do? Got something big brewing? What's going on?
Oh, got some big brewing.
Yeah, what you got?
Big brewing is crazy.
Because I mean, it seems like clearly you received it. Whatever the message was.
What I'm saying is like, so in this industry, typically with speaking, you. Depending on where you are in your journey, mm-hmm. right? You may see more people as competitors as opposed to people you can collaborate type deal with. Mm-hmm. And there was a point in time where I saw, I compared myself to him and to other people. And just because it's what you naturally do, right? When you see, you're like, well, how did he get the gig, but I didn't get the gig? Right. How did this person get the gig, but I didn't get the gig? But as I was sitting there talking with him and he just shared with me his heart about him wanting to add value to people and in that way, how we can share tools and resources with each other and then we all can win. I was like, that's prolific. So, I mean, so for me and personally, in terms of, am I adding things to my repertoire? Yeah. Based on some of the conversation that we had, I'm going to go back to the drawing board and I'm going to tweak some things within my business and with the way that I've been doing things and moving. But I mean, I'm just grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm just great. Cause he's been doing this for 14 years and he was like, you know, people see me over the past 4 years and they're like, hey man, you were overnight success. And he was like, y'all just seen me 4 years ago, but I've been doing this 10 years before that. Right.
Wow.
And yeah, it's crazy how entrepreneurship works, man. It's real crazy. It's real crazy.
All right. But, well, I'm glad you got that nugget.
Yeah.
You got something?
Oh. I got something, but this.
Come on, man. Come on. I got something. Okay.
Here we go. This or that. We was talking about the NAACP Awards a little bit. So it's not Black History Month no more, but we're keeping it black over here.
Forever.
Keeping it black. Okay. So.
What so, is this? Because you can't stop.
Civil Rights Era Edition.
Civil Rights Era Edition? Oh my God.
Here we go, Brig. You go on Martin Luther King Jr., you go on Malcolm X. Who you got?
Malcolm X.
Oh, here we go. Sit-ins or freedom rides? What we got?
Freedom rides.
All right. You going March on Washington or you going Selma to Montgomery?
I'm going to Montgomery.
Oh, Montgomery, hold it down. Peaceful protest or courtroom strategy?
Courtroom strategy.
Oh, okay. Keep it business. Keep it business. Community organizing or national leadership?
Community organizing.
All right. We're going to keep it rolling.
Got to be strong.
Okay. Here we go. Now we're going to the legal. Supreme Court wins or grassroots pressure?
Oh, gosh. Supreme Court wins?
We about to lighten up in a second. Policy reform or public protest?
Policy reform.
Oh, okay. You gonna like this. Cultural and influence. Let's transition, shift gears. Beyonce or Kendrick Lamar?
Beyonce.
HBCU homecoming or step show?
Homecoming, right?
Hey, you tell me. You tell me.
Homecoming. Oh, yeah. Homecoming. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. And that's HBCU homecoming. So yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's a different ball game.
Spoken word or gospel choir?
I love a good spoken word. Okay. I think, okay, so just real quick on the spoken word. So when I was younger, my grandma would take us to like art, the creative events and stuff like that, plays. Uh-huh. And so like, you know, I've seen some spoken words. I like the spoken words. Yes.
Yeah. It's a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. Old school R&B or 90s hip hop?
Oh, old school R&B. I think.
Okay. There's our last few right here.
Okay,
now we're going sports and impact. Athlete activism or celebrity activism?
Athlete. A little bit. It holds a little bit more weight.
Okay. NIL era influence or old school endorsement deals?
Old school endorsement, baby. I don't like that NIL stuff. Baby.
You ain't trying to get a college kid no money. Social media movement or on the ground movement?
Boots on the ground movement. Okay.
Boots on the ground. There we go. That wraps up our NAACP This or That edition.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah.
Keep it black on March 2nd. Keep it black
on March 2nd. Yeah.
Man, so we're about to get out of here. Producer Bree, you want to leave the people with anything else?
You know, it's a new week. You can always start over. Mm. Don't have to hold on to the past. Let it go. Don't let it consume you. Build a bridge. Get over it. Don't dwell on it. Man. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. Okay. Don't eat your problems away. Don't not eat your problems away. Oh, you know. Wow. I think I'm just on a, and then like with me saying on this, I'm just on my refreshing journey. You know, I just. Mm. It's all about clearing the mind and making everything ease when I'm going through the day. Like, because stressing myself out over things I can't control is, I won't do it anymore. I will not do it anymore. For somebody that functions at a very high level and has a lot on my, I have a lot on my plate, I can't let the little things get to me. Because then those little things become big things, and then those big things become things I don't want to deal with. And so I'm just one day at a time, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And I think, yes, I always give myself grace, you know, forgive yourself, talk well to yourself, talk happy thoughts and all that good stuff. But, when it comes to just where we are, you know, with the world, like I always say, you know, social media is not real. And also don't let all this stuff consume you. And, you know, your mental health does matter. Mental health, word of the decade. Oh, gosh. But yeah. Just do your thing. Be you. You can do whatever you want. Put your mind to it. And you can be somebody new every single day if you wanted to. Okay. And don't let nobody tell you.
And it's crazy, producer Britt don't want to speak, but she just gave us a closing keynote. That's crazy. All right, family. All right. Fine. Don't Don't speak. Run for the money.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I want to. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Bye. Wow. We're getting out of here.
Everything she said. But yeah, man, your dreams are possible and they're closer than you actually think. Michael B. Jordan said that. He said, where I'm at and where y'all think you're at. He said, it's not that far of a gap, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not that far. So keep working, stay faithful, trust in God, activate that faith. And family, always remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?